Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Now recording. Okay.
Denny's, what better? The fuck up?
Fuck Denny's.
Guys, we're never going to
get happening.
The sponsorship.
One time, I went to a Denny's with my dad, and they forgot we were there, and that was about the last time I've gone.
That's pretty Denny's of them.
That's pretty on brand.
Yeah.
Pretty Denny's of them.
That is pretty Denny's of them.
Just in case we're at risk of getting that sponsorship.
Yeah, you know, I gotta burn the bridge the rest of the way. Fuck it.
It's the most on brand for Denny's I've ever experienced. Fuck them. I want a Waffle House sponsorship.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Waffle House all day, every day. Fuck
Waffle
Denny's.
Waffle House or bust.
Exactly. Bust. We're busting in the Waffle House? What?
It wouldn't be the first time.
On a Monday?
That's what Waffle House is for, isn't it?
Yeah.
One time I busted a plate in a Waffle House bathroom.
Holy shit. Did you know that the Waffle House Foundation, Inc. is in Georgia?
Yes.
You could storm the headquarters in the name of sponsorship.
Jesus Christ.
Walk up to the front door. Hello. We have listeners in Europe, two of them. Please sponsor us.
We're going to help you get your first ever franchise in Europe.
Right. Like, you know those places where you don't have a fucking restaurant? We have listeners there. Sponsor me.
I think we're going to have a better option for a European company sponsoring us because we don't know enough of them to be shit-talking them casually. I think that's the more likely outcome.
Oh, side note, do you all know about the Waffle House hurricane ratio?
Sure do, bud.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Waffle House index.
If you're listening, Google it.
It's a real thing.
It's just the thing the government uses.
Mm-hmm. All right. It sounds like everybody's here. So back to the plot with our... Thus far, the closest we've ever come to an in-person session because I have... two players in my house tonight because Sting is here, bitch.
Hello,
bitch.
So I'm gonna sound a little weird tonight,
a little bit squeaking through Emmy's microphone. All right, so on our
session,
huh?
I said we could do an in-person session at Birthday Bash.
I have to just get invited to this one. No shade.
Okay, you can be invited. Damn. I mean, you won't want to go. You'll have a newborn, but, you know.
I was about to say, we could theoretically do an in-person session, but it would have to be a fairly large gathering. I wouldn't have a problem with that. It would just be difficult. Anyway. Yeah. What was I about to say? Yeah, so last session, the party finished up the situation with Harvard and Belvedere. Got them to stand down from each other's throats a bit and started the workings of a right proper trade network between those two and Kirkland. They also got the first steps towards the meeting, basically a United Nations type situation of the local groups to send people together from time to time to talk and try to resolve disputes and coordinate and maybe make some kind of tentative alliance type thing. Nothing concrete on that yet, but the seeds of the idea have been sown. And they will be taking that information to other organizations, other groups to try and bring them in. And in the aftermath of that, we had a little bit of a time skip leading up to a bigger time skip.
I have a question.
Wadu.
Am I getting married in this time skip?
That depends. It's not a massive time skip. It's like a month.
Right, but I'm just going to throw this out there. Jesse's like high-key impatient, and we've already had one time, like, more than one time skip since the engagement.
Yeah.
Wasn't Jesse aiming for like a spring wedding though because of Kurnanos?
It is spring.
Are we not spring? Yeah, I was about to say, are we not in spring?
I thought there was a specific spring date.
The only thing I could think of would be the equinox. And I don't know when that is.
I believe it's already passed.
Well, then, no. That would have been ideal.
It would have been March 21st, I think. 20th, 21st? I'm not sure what it was in 2024.
Yeah. Where am I? Okay, yeah.
What year is it?
Right. Yeah, because we're... the eclipse that we're moving towards is April the 8th. And after all that plays out, we're time skipping to May.
Okay.
So I leave that up to you. That is something that could get done. But that is a Jesse decision.
Please turn this whole session on its head.
Right.
No, it's okay. We can figure it out another time. It's fine.
Yeah. So yeah, after the little meeting adjourned, we moved forward a little bit in time, and then Astoria came to the party to tell them basically there's an eclipse coming. I'm going to be supercharged, and I want to take advantage of that time to check in on the estranged family that keeps trying to murder me. For background information on that, Astoria's family split in two over which of a pair of twins got their magical birthright. The didn't get it twin started her own branch of the family, which has been chasing after Astoria's power ever since, for generations. They made one small attempt on her life immediately after the change and have not been heard from since. The party tracked them to a basically mountain bunker complex in Idaho way back when, and had plans to go put the murder tizing on a bunch of them, and then Seth died. And a whole lot of other things happened. So that never happened.
My bad.
You know, it is your bad.
Yeah.
No, I know. I know. It was my bad.
So here we are, circling back to take another look at that. I believe more or less where we had left off, the plan was to use basically the kind of bloodline tracing magic that was used to track down a bunch of the Morts, to track down people related to Astoria, and use that to see where this group of hermetics is out in the world. Yes, I believe that was the case.
I think so.
Yeah, we full counter. I got you.
Alrighty. Well, in that case, does anybody have anything to throw out before I throw y'all in?
Just that on the subject of time skipping and whatnot, with Chase now having a baby on the way, it is guaranteed that there will likely be a proposal and marriage in the short order as well.
As you do.
Yeah, you know. He sees her parents on a regular basis. He kind of can't at that point.
hey, I knocked up your daughter and I'm hiding her in the Feywild because the spirits are trying to eat her now. Can I marry her? Cool, thanks.
Kinda, yeah.
Was any of that inaccurate?
I mean, he's more enthusiastic about it than that.
Right.
A lot, but yeah.
All right.
I'm going to throw a reminder that some of the warding and stuff has already been done as in dice rolls.
That is correct. And I believe the fastest fuckboy in the West had yoked himself onto the astral plane.
Yes.
To watch for that.
Yeah, we had said there would be a few rounds of warding before, but we had made the first roll, and then you had said, let's call it in case there was more talking in between. Because we were going into this quite cautious.
As you do.
Question, up to this point, how much willpower have we recovered?
Because
I'm going to use it.
Oh, yeah, that does kind of matter to me, too, doesn't it?
That does kind of matter.
Willpower is great.
I think we skipped about a week.
Does this mean that nodes pop as well? I don't know when the last one was.
Well, we hadn't perfectly settled on what day we were skipping to, so I'm going to just say... Well, I guess it comes back to how far in advance would a story set this in motion?
I mean, if we've kind of hit a lull and, like, things seem to be going, like, okay for a second, like, pretty soon.
Okay. Because it was March 29th on the last session.
Okay.
Just missed it.
When we started the last session. The eclipse is April the 8th.
Say, I thought it was pretty immediate that we had decided the, because I think you had first thrown out the idea of it being like a day or two before, and Moth was like,
"That's not very Astoria."
And like, and Moth's like, Astoria would definitely be tracking this and do it much sooner.
Yeah, like pretty much as soon as possible after we've kind of resolved the urgent things and before we go back into like just like the general low stakes trade mission we were on.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think we had pretty much dropped the idea of most of that time skip, and we were going to do it and then do what prep we needed to do before going, if we were going.
Okay. In that case, it'll be like March the 30th, and there's no time skip and no extra willpower recovered other than like a night's sleep.
Okay. And we're not doing the attack right now. We're just doing some recon.
Right.
Yeah, it's fun.
March the 30th is a Sunday, though, so I think that is the day that we said. Or yep, no, it's a Saturday. Pop.
Oh.
It's a Saturday, so nodes will pop tomorrow.
Okay.
Perfect.
But if y'all will have, let me do the math here. Basically, eight days between today and the actual day of the eclipse.
Yeah, giving the party at least a week heads up before we do an attack is definitely the on-brand thing for that.
Okay. So, it sounds like y'all should get to rolling some shit.
Okie dokie. Do I need to go ahead and roll for looking, or was there any other prep?
There was the stuff to make us not seen. Chase is checking the umbral situation.
Are we mind blinked? Because if we could get like a party call going on so that Jesse doesn't have to try and verbalize what the fuck she sees, it's going to be a lot clearer for everybody.
Astoria is going to warn probably Chase and Jesse they do have a pretty powerful mind mage. Last I knew, he wasn't at that compound, but that may be something we should prepare for the people that are looking.
I have an idea.
Extra wards and such, I mean.
Chase, who is astral projecting, is going to, despite clearly being slumped in the corner, be more or less ghostly right in front of Jesse, and say, hang on a second, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
And then, gonna be making with the roll of the dice for the mind link. That is going to be several 3 successes. Followed by turning and pointing a finger at the wall with another 2 successes worth of project what Jesse is seeing on the wall.
That works.
And then kind of look around at everybody. Pull up a seat, grab some popcorn, I guess.
Deal.
Jesse is gonna like take a seat, but as she's doing that, she's shoving cotton in her ears. And going once, going twice.
A moment to make with the mind wardification on Jesse. If nobody minds, and that is going to be 5 successes worth of thank you for the heads up about Mind Mage. We're going to have that not happen to Jesse.
Olathe was also doing mind core prime wards in the sanctum, at least, so.
Yeah.
You protect where we are, I'll protect the person who's putting their brain in someone else's meat pan, and it'll be fine. Gonna get it covered from all angles.
Alright, so, we Gucci? All right,
on my end, at least.
So, Jesse, here we go. We're gonna, 1 willpower, 2 quintessence. We are going to check out the area that Astoria asked us to look at. Not just now, but we're going to zoom in there. We're going to see what's going on. And then we're going to press the rewind button a couple times. So it rewinds really fast so we can get an idea of how long they've been there. If they have been preparing anything, get a real good feel for what they're doing while we're there.
Okay.
1 willpower, 2 quintessence roll. 6, 3, 2, 7 willpower, 2 quint.
Okay. Sorry, I was doing a little bit of prep. Let me just back up 1 second.
Yes.
Astoria knows exactly where that bunker is, and she can point you straight to it.
Correct.
Are we
yes.
spying on the bunker first, or are we looking for assorted other members of the family first?
We were checking bunker first, the one in the mountain. And Jesse is also wanting to do some retroactive recon to see what they have been doing while they've been in the mountain to see if there's any prep that they've done that we need to be prepared for.
Gotcha. Sorry, I was multitasking way too much there and did not catch everything you just said.
You're good. All right. Get it.
Would Jesse need to use 2 quint as well, given we are in the sanctum, which is already a -2?
Ooh. That's a great question.
Just want to remind before we dump too many resources.
Yeah. I'll allow it.
I'll put those back.
Roll it back.
Okay, all so right. I think that that's 4 successes then, because that takes her to minimum difficulty, right? Of 3?
Yeah, did you throw a willpower at it too?
Yes, I sure did.
Okay, then yeah, so it's 3. Okay.
Or it's 4. 3 successes rolled, and then the willpower.
And then the willpower, right. So, Jesse, you get a intriguing view of the side of a mountain. At first glance, it looks like any other mountain in the northern Rockies. Like one mountain among many others. After some searching and scanning around, you do eventually locate a like a hidden exit that seems to go way back into the mountain. Large enough to, back in the day, you would have been able to drive like 2.5-ton trucks in and out of it. It's not a small entrance. This was absolutely some kind of secret military government fallout shelter type situation. Maybe technocracy, who knows? You do not see any external guards outside the tunnel mouth. You do occasionally see, as you're doing your little scan back through time, you do see a decent number of people coming and going.
As this is being projected, does Astoria recognize any of them?
Astoria, give me perception alertness, I suppose.
Similar question for Chase and Jesse, or Jessica. Do either of them recognize this as a technocrat facility or anything like that?
They do not.
Not that they would know every one of them, but it's worth a shot.
Right, not offhand. If it was a technocrat base at one point, it was compartmentalized away from them.
What difficulty, and can Taryn also roll?
7 and I suppose. Taryn has pretty much seen everything that Astoria has seen.
1 for Astoria. Thanks, ones. Also 1 for Taryn. Thanks, ones.
Alrighty. Astoria and Taryn both see an occasional like Order of Hermes sigil on a couple of the people coming in and out. But most of them are not immediately recognizable.
Do they look similar to Astoria? Like, related?
Some of them very vaguely. This was a couple of generations back. This is not a recent split. Like, they don't look dramatically different, but some of them look mildly similar. Jess.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I don't think I recognize anyone yet. Could be extended family, could be other people they brought in.
They got the gang tats.
I mean, I don't disbelieve them to be, you know, part of the group, but they're not like the core couple that have been causing problems.
Yeah, that's bad news then.
Yeah, I mean, they've got more people than I thought.
Either neutrals on the field or lots of them. Hmm.
We keep a looking. That's out of character because Jesse is zoned the fuck out right now.
Jesse.
Jesse.
When you, how do you keep looking? Where are you going next? You have found this tunnel entrance. Looking through time, you can kind of see some traffic going back and forth. What is your next move?
Did Astoria voice a preference as to where Jesse looked next?
In terms of like the facility?
Yeah. Or if you wanted her to go to a different location or anything like that, just Jesse is doing this at the behest of Astoria. So
my understanding of what we just saw was like the outside of the facility. Yes.
So you want to go in?
Maybe we check the defenses and stuff first and see kind of what we see.
Inside. Here we go.
Okay.
Rhea says it, so we do it.
When you go to slide your vision through the mountain into the bunker, first off, you very quickly find yourself halted, getting a really good view of the inside of a granite slab. And then I need a willpower check at a difficulty 8 from
current or total?
Total.
That's a much better dice pool. Ooh, I zeroed out.
Any sort of bonuses to that from mind shielding?
That's a good question. Let me double check. How many successes in mind shielding did we have?
5.
5.
Nice.
Through the power of sanctuary difficulty reduction.
That is just enough. Chase, because Chase was the one that cast that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You see a small flicker of frustration cross Jesse's face as the camera view halts for a moment. And then you feel a weird pressure in the back of your mind that tells you pretty distinctly that a cosmic fuck you just got sent back down the correspondence to try and scramble Jesse's canoodle.
Oh.
Correspondence and mind magic. And it deflected off of your wards. Barely. You get the distinct feeling of barely.
Chase kind of wheezes and then goes, "Ugh! Fuck you. All right. That guy's almost better than me.
He's awful.
I will take joy in peeling his mind apart.
Please do.
Jessica,
make it hurt.
Hand into Astoria's and squeezes.
Okay.
Jesse, if you want to give me just a second to rebuild that. Because that got a little bit dinged. And then Chase is going to go ahead and, make with the mind wardening. And that is going to be 3 more successes with the first one. We are learning from episode one there, and going for a second round with three more successes. After that, 5-minute break kind of deal.
Ben, with permission, I'm going to throw another set at Ards as well. Keep that ritual running.
Your mic's not working.
Oop, sorry. I was muted. Tiernan, any particular interaction with this little shindig?
I don't particularly have much more than throwing it on the mind warding, I suppose, after seeing the level of stress going on.
All fighting.
Is it one or two rolls, or are we in the middle of a thing?
Pace was taking long enough to do two.
Yeah.
He has a rough idea of about how hard he just got pinged for, and is going to at least be prepared to get pinged for that amount.
Then it is, I assume, if I'm just assisting, diff 5?
Sanctuary.
Not my sanctuary.
All of our sanctuary.
It is, that however, done, yeah. It had been done with Astoria, several groups.
So I would say Astoria's probably works for Tiernan.
Okay. What was the base diff then?
Mind ward should just be a...
Warding other people is 3?
Is higher.
Warding other people would be 2, because you can ward yourself at 1.
Yeah, so you're rolling at like a diff 3.
Oh, did I drop down to diff 3? That's 8 more successes across the 2 rolls.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, 8 more from Tiernan, and how many more did Chase bring to the table there?
6 total. Okay, to so go from
14.
Yes.
Okay.
If you get pinged for 5, respond with at least double that before you try again.
Smart. Okay. So, Jesse, we get one for second verse, same as the first here?
Yes. Here we go. Would you like another roll?
You didn't lose it because you didn't actually get hit.
Okay.
The wards. You had 5 points of bashing damage coming screaming at your brain, and you would have lost if that had hit you.
Yeah.
But the wards kept that from happening. That perfectly zeroed it out.
Thank God.
Yep. All right. So Elaine, Jesse, goes to push the magical spy drone a little deeper into the mountain. Perception, awareness. I guess any of y'all, because Jesse is casting, the rest of y'all are warding, so pretty much all of you would be aware. Difficulty of...
You said awareness, alertness.
Yes.
Okay. Jesus Christ, what is with the ones and tens tonight on my big roll? This is silly.
Diff 8.
I fucking zeroed out again.
3 suck.
Damn.
Can Terry make it too? Or not?
Nah? Just the mages that are casting.
Oh, never mind. I'm not even included.
You could be if you want to.
It's going to be 1 success from Chase.
God damn, we suck.
None from 3. Jesse, 1 from Chase, 3 from Tiernan. All right, Tiernan. Now that you have joined the party, you detect the wonderful tingly sensation of a back trace. Whoever is in this bunker has caught wind, either one of two things. Either someone in this bunker has caught wind of someone's trying to look at us and is attempting to trace the signal back, or this place is warded up the ass and had some kind of triggered tracer spell designed to backtrace anybody doing a little peek. One of those two things. And they are looking for yo ass.
Describe that accurately.
Ben, does Olathe feel that against the ward she's putting up? Or has it not reached that far yet?
Did you give me a perception awareness?
I wasn't sure if I was supposed to. I did roll one. It was a diff 8, and I got 3 suck.
Then yes.
Okay.
Spicy.
Mom, come pick me up. I'm scared.
Right.
Y'all don't directly face off with other mages that much.
No, Jesse's britches are getting shit right now.
Yeah, for a reason. They're scary.
Yeah.
I cast shit pants.
Yep, that's Jesse right now.
Oh my god, Chris actually did that one time.
I cast testicular torsion.
Yeah, I heard about the intimidation shit pants roll.
Because, like, it's hermetics. You're 100% chance that somebody's going to cast Draco's urinary inversion on us, and we're going to find out what that means. Like, I don't... Fuck that. I don't want to be here. But Astoria needs us, so we're here anyway.
Curse of blood-weeping wiener!
Yeah, like...
So,
up spines with
did
that
they
one.
Bounce off the wards? Are we still cooking?
Olathe and Tyrion would be able to know. They have not located you, but they are triangulating down.
I don't have the core to deal with that.
That's not fucking good. I think only Jesse and Olathe have core right now. Or yeah, Jesse and Olathe.
Yeah, I think
and,
so.
And Jessica.
Jessica does not have correspondence.
What the fuck?
You guys didn't enable the VPN?
A VPN.
Yeah.
There are 14 successes of VPN right now.
They are trying to work their way through your successes of VPN, is what's happening.
I guess let me know when the fourth roll can go up.
So, Jesse.
Jesse.
As you work your way through the mountain, you arrive into a large cavernous space. Are you at all familiar with the Cheyenne Mountain Complex? Jess, Elaine?
No.
Okay.
I'm an idiot.
Real world military bunker that at one point housed the NORAD complex, basically the people who respond if someone fires nukes at the United States.
Okay.
It is underneath a mountain and is basically inside a gigantic concrete and steel cube inside the mountain. Like, the mountain is over top of them, there's a cavern that creates a buffer zone, and then there's the giant concrete and steel tube. It is basically designed to survive multiple direct nuclear strikes.
And that's
I don't imagine Jesse knows that that's what she's looking at.
Would one of the more military-educated people know? Once again, this is being projected onto the wall.
Yeah. Jessica's just gonna kind of whistle, like, shit. Fancy.
Perfect chance for a... Don't know if that came through. It was whistling until a bomb exploded.
Oh.
Bummer. It clearly didn't.
It sure did.
Tragically not. That's, we probably need a few nukes to get through that one. Hmm. Neat.
Neat's a word for it.
Pretty unbreachable. It's why Seth and I haven't gone there before. Alone, at least.
Where are the mole people when we need them?
Maybe you'll find them there.
I literally think that becoming mole people might be the right answer to dealing with this.
I mean, I think a story and I could.
Become a mole people?
I don't know that we want to, but we could also just see how long it takes Jesse to melt a hole through it.
Longer than it'll take for us to dig down underneath and come up from below.
Hey, I assume this is still happening over time, and I am verbally requesting Olathe keep an eye on the counter trace, because I do not think that will end until we're done.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Ben to give me permission for the fourth roll.
Probably have time to start working on another roll by now.
Olathe will look to Astoria and as she's doing this, and
thanks, bud.
Tell her that they're looking back, and I'm gonna need to be able to do more magic than this. Basically, if requesting that she help buff her stamina so she can up the ritual.
Sure.
That's another three suck.
I'm going to do increase of Olathe's stamina. Okay. I'm going to use 2 quint to lower the diff.
We're in sanctuary.
We're in sanctuary. Never mind. I'm just gonna have a lower difficulty. We're never in the sanctuary.
Sanctuary.
Somebody, please give me sanctuary. Okay.
Oh, I was thinking Hunchback.
Me too.
Oh, okay. Good. Thinking of the part where he's holding
the Blueberry.
Losing his mind. I'm sorry, buddy. It's 3 successes for Olathe. So should be 3 additional stamina.
Perfect. And that is 3 additional successes on the wards, which brings us up to 17 successes so far.
Okay.
And then keep me update when you need roll 5 then. And it was 3 successes of stamina. All right, let me update my sheet with that for the moment.
Olathe, give me perception awareness.
One sec, sorry.
Mm-hmm. The neighbor's kid, whose name I cannot remember, the one that plays Vampire the Masquerade, is mowing the grass, and that's why Blue's freaking out.
There's a kid that's a neighbor that plays Vampire the Masquerade?
Yeah, right?
I say kid, he's like 19 or 20, but yeah.
Fair
enough.
You
need a perk alert, Ben?
I need a perk aware.
A perk aware. And it's the same tool for me. And can River make this roll?
Sure.
Cool.
perk alert. Sounds like we're doing drugs.
It does. Yeah. It really does.
A Fallout drug idea.
I immediately was thinking like Percocet, Molly Percocet. Perks.
Is aware the one that acute senses doesn't apply to?
Correct.
Yes.
Alert is yes, awareness is no, right?
Would Earthbond apply to this then, Ben? For the sense danger. If no, that's fine.
It feels a little wiggly, but I'll allow it.
Okay. Let me roll river here.
Test.
And what was my diff?
I don't know that I gave you one. Diff 7.
Diff 7. Okay.
1, 2, 3. 3
from Olathe. 4, 5. 5 from River.
Okay. They are chunking through wards pretty quick. And the way they're going about it is to, rather than trying to tackle you head on, someone is casting their own correspondence to try and feel out the edges of the ward. Rather than a direct backtrace, they're basically doing a geographic triangulation by grid square.
Does Olathe have like a fucking scrambler effect that she can apply to the ward? Where it really does just like VPN us to a different spot?
Theoretically, you're not doing it right now.
Olathe, what the fuck, bro?
So basically what they're doing is take this chunk of territory, see if there's a correspondence signal coming out of it. No, move to the next one. And shrinking down the area.
Question.
Yes.
If we used Prime to obscure signals, like from magic, would that help?
It might.
I think that was part of... Did I not have Prime as part of that?
You did say Prime as part of that. You did. Said Mind Prime Core. May I add some... I can't do Core, obviously, but may I add some Prime to that? To obscure?
Sure.
Okay. What diff? That's just warding, so... Warding is just the 4, right?
I think Prime Warding is diff 2, isn't it?
I believe so.
Prime 2?
Prime 2?
So you'd be rolling at a diff 3.
Okay, that's fine. Cool. That is... Wow, 1 success!
This is not good.
I'm not doing well here.
They're narrowing in on us, and she's gonna describe how. They're kind of triangulating the position.
If they're not doing it with time, and we've got what we want, we can just stop.
We don't.
That's true.
Yes.
None of what I am saying is out loud. If there is a group mind link, it is in the mind link, as Jesse is like a lump on the couch while she is casting.
A lot of people having strokes and then laying down on the corner of the couch.
that's Jesse.
The facility, right? Like, we're not even in the facility at all. We're just outside the door getting attacked.
Yeah? I thought we made it in, right?
You're inside the mountain. You have not gone through the concrete box into the inner bunker to see what they're doing in there.
Blue, you can't go through there, bud.
Does it feel like I can?
It feels like there is a ward for certain. You would need to cast more to push through the ward.
Ben, how far have they narrowed the area down?
Good question. How many successes did you have on your core ward? the last one? Because you had
17.
17. They know you're in the Great Lakes area. That's the best they have right now.
Hey.
Can you... Oh, God.
Can I have another roll? And can I make the feel of, like, where we are farther away within that area?
Can you make it feel like our signal is the fake signal? Like, can you make us look like a red herring?
That's kind of what I'm asking, is if I, or if I can give them a red herring.
We're in Canada.
We're on an island.
Sir, this is the Denny's.
Sir, this is the former Nafondi house.
Hey, whoa. What appropriate my culture.
Whoa.
I think with a prime correspondence effect, you could...
No, I am abusive.
Sorry.
She's so talky. It's so weird.
Dude, it's nuts. When you guys see her later this year, it's gonna blow your mind.
I feel like it's theoretically possible to spoof that way.
Of course.
I think it just adds another layer to the warding, because they can still, like, trace the spoof back to you.
But they're going to have to start hitting the spoofs, and they're going to have to still break... They should still have to break the wards to track them back.
Mm-hmm.
So, if they still have to crack through, you know, roughly... Even if that's cracked half of it to get through, they're still having to go through a decent number of successes to start pulling back to our real location. And they're going to hit the Sanctum wards at that point. But right. Then they'll know where we are.
Right. Yeah, roll it up for me.
Okay, I am throwing a willpower at that, and is it a higher diff?
I'm going to say yes, because this is more complicated magic.
What's my starting diff, then?
Starting diff of 6 instead of a starting diff of 5.
Alright, so that drops to 4. I'm going to throw a TAS at it to bring it down to 3, and I'm throwing a willpower at it. And roll 20 stops responding, cool. And I'm going to pull river for that.
It fucked.
Zero out. Twice.
Damn.
Dude, tonight is not.
Wait, that was a diff 3. I had one success.
Try it again with a Samson reroll.
Alrighty.
Is that an option?
I'm in danger.
If I remember the rule, you can only use good luck charm once on the same action.
Is it once per familiar, though?
I don't know.
Yeah, because it's definitely
misremembering that.
I know that one familiar could definitely can't use it on like the same roll multiple times. I'm also not recalling which ones we hit, how we'd gone for,
Well, either way, Ben, I take a paradox, and that brings me to 4.
Okay, let me...
Wait, I said I was using willpower, so that made...
I thought you said you had one success because it was diff 3.
I had one success because it was diff 3 and a willpower, so technically, like, I had 2 successes. What am I... God damn it, now I gotta change my...
Crackhead. Okay.
I'm working on a phone here! And roll 20's not cooperating with noting my shit properly.
He do be struggling.
Yeah.
Let me write down the rest in peace.
You have a hard time.
He's sitting in the spot that Blue usually sits. So Blue is on the other side pouting.
Oh, you that poor Blueberry.
He had been laying against me for a while.
Yeah, he was trying to move you.
Well, you know. I'm fatter, so there.
We do have a spare office chair in the garage that we could roll out here to plop your ass in.
I mean, I still have to have somewhere to set, like, dice tray and stuff, so, like, right now the floor's working.
I can move my stuff off my desk.
No.
I'm not going to try and make a crafter clean their desk.
Anyway, floor sting is floor sting.
Floor sting!
Okay. So you had two successes there.
Two.
Yes.
Okay. No paradox. All right.
Sorry.
No, you're good. The magic is real wiggly. And Olathe is, like, understandably getting a little bit nervous. As previously stated, y'all don't go head to head with other mages that often. So Olathe's having a little bit of a hard time, like, going as hard into this correspondence magic as she would like to. You get the kind of VPN effect, and, like, toss your signal a little bit away from you.
Into Rockford!
Yeah. That'll work.
That's do fucking it, genius. Bitches. Oh my god, please feed them to the Nexus Crawler. Oh my god, my problems would be so resolved.
Yeah, I was about to say, a problem gets resolved regardless of which side wins in that one.
Yes!
As you feel that magic take effect, you feel them start scrutinizing the new signal, filter it out, and start chunking into the wards again. Chase.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. A wiggly one.
I might have an answer.
You are astral projecting.
Yes.
His ass is what? Are you astral projecting into the astral plane, or are you astral projecting into the Umbra?
Astral plane. I am specifically, I believe that we had somebody that was watching the Umbra.
Astoria.
Chase was stepping into the astral plane because that is not something that other people can watch.
Smart. Okay. Astoria. I need a footwear from you.
Cool. Taryn is also a spirit. May he also...
Yes. And Anthem also
has detect spirits.
Another correspondence role from ye old Jesse, if you are gonna push further in.
Yeah. Yes. And I would like a willpower on this as well.
How bad is it?
Does it feels necessary?
What's the diff?
Diff 7.
Cool. What's my diff?
Astoria first.
Okay, that's fine. No, you're fine.
Astoria's got two successes. Thanks, Bortons. I had four. Taryn's got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Four. Okay.
Wait, you said diff 7?
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. He's got two successes.
Okay.
Can Samson roll this as well, if it's for spirits?
Yep. And great. It should be the same diff Jesse's been rolling this whole time.
That is going to be six successes from Samson.
Roll?
No, it's okay.
Okay. They are not only using correspondence to search for you. They have got... spirit feelers out into the penumbra and the near umbra to try and also trace that way. Probably have multiple mages now sniffing for you.
Oh boy.
You said four for Samson?
Six.
Six for Samson. They are searching for you via the simple expedient of unleashing summoned umbral entities. Demons. Small ones. Uh-huh. Banes, specifically. But they're tracker banes.
Banes? It's fucked up, man.
Hermetics fuck with weird spirits.
They're searching several ways now. Well, I guess we know they're there.
Correspondence roll from Jesse.
I think I got one success. With the willpower.
With the willpower?
And sanctuary difficulty?
Ones. Yes.
God damn it.
They've been rolling so many ones tonight.
Reroll that via river.
Okie dokie. Do I get to keep my willpower?
I don't believe so.
Shit, boss, motherfucking, ugh. Okay, you know what? Four successes without the willpower, we'll take it.
Okay. Jesse.
Jesse. I'm in danger. Don't
let you
get me.
Wait, that's not the right one.
Don't wanna be my friend. SOS, please. Someone help me.
Cynthia, I have a different thing I'm gonna start doing.
Go for it. Jesse, with that. You are able to push through the warding for the moment into the front of this bunker. It notably is like, it takes a second. You think you aren't actually pushing through, and then you just realize that the walls are like 2 feet thick of steel reinforced concrete. It just takes a second to slide through. And then you see the inside of a fabulously stocked bunker.
Vinny would have loved it here. Rip Vinny, you would have loved the bunker.
Yeah.
Oh my god, our shitty families could live together.
Blow them all up at the same time.
Wheeze!
That's something to bond over, if nothing else.
And there are more people scurrying around in here than expected for just an order of mages. You see a few people moving into like defensive positions. If you had to guess, some kind of alarm has been triggered and they're expecting company.
Ah, shit. They think we're coming to visit.
Give me a perception alertness check.
Diff.
Five after your modifiers.
Two.
You kind of pan around this front entrance.
Does everybody get to roll this?
I suppose.
Chase is projecting.
Yeah, I suppose. In that case, it's kind of irrelevant to ask for rolls if literally everybody can see it, so I'm just going to describe. There is basically a long tunnel that leads through the bunker wall into the base. And you can see it is basically set up to be a small underground village down here. They're pretty well armed, the folks that you see scurrying around. A couple of them have Order of Hermes symbology on them. A lot of them don't. And of particular note, on the first floor of this bunker, like the entrance floor of this bunker, is a large, probably 10 to 12 feet tall figure. At first glance, it looks like a statue. And then you realize that it is moving and glowing. I need a wits occult roll from really anybody that wants to roll it, but especially from Astoria, Tiernan, and Chase.
May I offer you intelligence occult with my library?
Yes. Base difficulty of 8 for this one.
One success from Chase.
Jesse's not rolling. I don't have a cult.
Okay.
It's a golem.
I'm also using willpower.
4.
Damn, Chris.
4 suck.
Right. With his one success. That's a golem.
I know where all your ones came from, assholes. You're not mine anymore.
Yeah, man, stop that.
No, I'm having a great time tonight. By the way, I'm going to describe that effect while M's rolling if I have a moment.
Yes, please.
So, I would like to create a triggered effect with that timey-wimey shit, and that entropy shit, and that primal shit. It is going to be, ideally, a ward that when an unmarked spell, i.e. something from someone outside of this room, comes at us, like someone trying to track us, I would like it to start erupting their primal energy back into them. The target point of this is entropy to follow their trail, time for the trigger, and prime 3 for aggravated damage and pattern targeting.
Fucking go.
That's gross. All right.
This has been a moment. If I can ask for one or two rolls, I don't know how many you want. I'm going to use willpower on them because botching on this sounds terrible.
That sounds awful.
Grab your own magic inside yourself.
So there goes my 2 willpower. I'm in the award is just time 4 period. So I'm starting diff 7. Sanctum for minus 2.
Mm-hmm.
2 point on each one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just operating at diff 3 for all of these with plus 1 success. Oh, there it is.
There they are.
1, 2, 3, 4. 5 and 6 successes on create ward of fuck 'em up, big dog.
Okay.
They haven't found us yet, so nothing should happen immediately, but
right.
I'm sure I'll notice when it happens. And I'll just be working on this on the side. For everyone's reference, Tiernan has started drawing runes on the walls. They don't look like the nice kind.
Yeah.
Astoria is sketching incredibly quickly as she's going through her book, basically drawing the entire inside of the facility and all the things she's seeing. Is this spirit related?
Yes.
Phenomenal. That means my tens get to do the thing. So I had a 1. So that is 8 successes instead of 6. Yes.
Minor and dice roll.
Is there just an NPC around also?
Jessica's here.
Can I ask? Presumably Jessica's also done some freaky fast shit, probably.
One of her primary focuses is writing like quantum physics formulas at breakneck speed.
Would she kindly go get the rest of the gang if she like Tiernan's gang if she's not doing anything else?
Yeah.
Feels like a good time for people. If shit hits the fan, everyone in town being ambushed is not good also.
Valid. Yeah.
I would also like to add their names to the not able to trigger the ward list.
Smart.
Before you do that to me.
Valid.
Vaporize half my students.
Get fucked! Delete, delete, delete! Jessica is going to very fast kiss Astoria on the cheek and sprint out of the room. And then you hear, y'all can faintly hear the sound of a horse galloping away.
Oh, I don't know how far away the sanctum is.
It's about a 20-minute walk into the woods to get to where y'all's cabins are.
Okay. Well, that won't be the end of the world. Hopefully.
Hopefully not. All right. That is, in fact, a golem. It is a very particular kind of golem. It is not a... Well, it is partially a mind golem, but it is fundamentally a spirit golem. It is something Astoria is fairly familiar with. Their flavor of hermetics love shoving demons into things.
Thank you.
That is, yeah. That is just such of a construct. How many? Let's see. Hold on. I'm trying to think. Who had more? Who had a bunch of successes here? I think Astoria had the most, but Tiernan, as a crafty kind of hermetic, you have seen one of these at least discussed in a book. You're not... This might be the first time anyone's actually put theory into practice and done this. The shell, or part of the shell, that is containing this demon into this armor, is made of a premium alloy harvested from technocracy sites. It's not pure premium, because that's a lot of premium. But it has a characteristic shimmer that seems to indicate innate magical resistance built into this thing. This is a anti-mage weapon.
Oh, it's a mage hunter. I got you.
It's a mage hunter.
Yeah, describe that. I'm calling it a mage hunter golem. Because I don't see a better use for it, frankly.
That's what they've been working on. That's why they haven't come back. Fuck.
And that's very not good.
If I know it's a premium golem, I assume I know what premium is to some degree.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you did. Chris knew what premium
Chris
was.
Chris knows. I'm just making sure I'm not deep jumping out of that.
Tiernan's been around the block long enough. He knows what premium is.
Super great part. The only actually good part, probably. Those things don't actually make great hulls for shit. Like, the metals that go into premium are generally soft as far as metal goes. So, you know, do we have a giant Indiana Jones-esque boulder laying around somewhere?
So just, like, crush it?
Indirect attacks are probably better than directly affecting it.
It's like a chunk of a mountain falling on it?
Giant chunk of a mountain falling on it?
That sounds like probably a good plan. Sounds like a decay of the iron beams holding it up, maybe?
I mean, it's probably not going to, like, fall and be one shot or anything, but...
That'd be easy, silly us. It would crush some of them, and maybe the golem?
Oh, yeah. Also, there's just the fact that we managed to throw it around. They can't stop it either with magic.
That's true. I wonder if I could turn the demon on them.
Because it hasn't been said yet. Dibs.
I called dibs on the demon inside. You could have the suit. Oh,
yeah, go right ahead on the... keep your demons to yourself. That's great.
Even better.
I want that
for you.
Olathe, perception awareness.
Okay. Let me reset my dice file for like the ninth time.
Oh, boo-hoo.
What, did you only bring 20 of your 700 dice with you?
I only brought metal dice. Everything.
Which is probably why you got stopped by TSA.
That's exactly why I got TSA. I had a box with a bunch of metal dice.
Why would you take only the metal dice?
Because they were the ones who wouldn't get damaged when they took my luggage. Or took my carry-on.
Plastic one.
There's a lot of those. And then I'd have to pick.
Oh my god.
That sounds like a skill issue.
The way you worded it when we talked about it was that you were taking like all of your dice, because I was like, why the fuck would you take all of your dice?
I was going to, and then they don't all fit in my dice roll box.
Yeah, because you've got an obscene amount of dice. This tracks.
Obscene is a strong word. I would prefer you not interpret it that way. No.
It is the correct
word. It's not the correct word. Is River also rolling this?
Bing.
Sure.
Oh no, back to the plot.
Bing. Okay, cool. Sorry.
Welcome back.
Never left, just switching to headset.
Welcome back.
Loki's getting in the cabinet, apparently.
Loki's in the cabinets.
He sure is.
He's in the goddamn walls!
Me too, bud.
Three successes for Olathe and five for River.
Okay. They are narrowing down. They know you're in Illinois.
They're pinning this in a lot. I suppose another redirect attempt.
Okay.
Can I do... I want to do something kind of... Common sense, check me if I'm wrong on this idea. I want to do something kind of dumb. / genius.
Excellent. He's not wrong.
Those are my favorite things. Do it.
Same.
I want to put the false signal directly over Kirkland.
That's what I said. That's what I said. That's what I said.
That is what Elaine said. I misunderstood what Elaine said, but now that you said it that way, now I'm tracking.
I guess I missed that. I'm sorry.
Okay. So the idea here
make us look like the red herring.
Oh yeah, that one earlier, yeah.
Yes, okay. Make us look like the red herring. They already don't believe the red herrings.
So basically give us the signal, but with the full flavor of, hey, this is
I want it to feel almost like the Rockford one, like it didn't quite connect the same way again.
Mm-hmm.
But directly over us.
AKA, does the trap still go off if they look at this one too hard?
It should.
Are we making a... Is this a magic landmine situation?
I love it.
Either they get their ankles broken or they get their faces blown off.
Is this a time to ask if I can roll again?
Sure.
Sweet. Tiernan is running around mumbling, I'm going to need more quintessence again.
Olathe's just going to slap a pile of task beads down next to her as she's doing this.
All right, well, I'm going to slap those into this instead of using more of my personal.
Tell me how many I'm marking off my sheet.
With diff three, just two for now.
Cool.
That is four more successes, though.
Okay.
So, 10 total to Curse of Primal Catastrophe. Ever had a paradox backlash where it explodes in your hands? Ever have it explode your primal pattern? Enjoy.
Just waiting on Olathe's roll.
Oh, sorry, I thought it came through. Three successes for Olathe.
Okay. That candle was burning way too fast.
That's because their time is almost up.
I was like, is that a metaphor?
Maybe. Tiernan.
Me.
I need you to take 2 points of paradox.
That's fair. I'm at 5. unless we had enough time for one to burn off at the node trigger, in which case 4.
I'm going to say 4 because I think it would have. We're not tracking that super well, but...
Appreciate you.
Alright, your paradox dice says 8, so you're good. But you feel magical energy going downrange. Of the sort of, I just triggered primal damage on somebody's pattern.
The runes jump off the walls and fade out in a little, yeah. Little fireworks.
Just a big flash of light from each of the runes pop off the walls. It's like a fireworks show in here, which means they just bounced off of looking straight at you. And somebody got their dick stuck in the ceiling fan.
That's rough, buddy. I'll feel bad about that later.
Jesse.
See.
What you doing?
Can I feel that all of this is happening? Because
given that you're the conduit
on the couch.
Yeah, given that you're the conduit for all of the correspondence magic, you're aware of everything happening and pretty goddamn confused because there's a lot of weird magic getting thrown around that you barely understand, if at all.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, so much of this is very confusing.
If there's some kind of emotion being portrayed with that, Tiernan's going to point out the ones that look like they're exploding a little bit are the ones that are the mages.
Jesse is, like, glassy-eyed and passed out on the couch while this is happening. So whatever you say to her, unless it's in the mind link.
Well, yeah. Whichever way you want to be communicated at.
Chase would have been relaying anything that's being said to Jesse. He would be beaming into her brain and anything she's trying to share. He'll just say Jesse and then the words when he's speaking as Jesse.
Okay, well, Jesse is going to, in like somewhat of a panic, ask if she should keep going. Like this, like, does Jesse's gut say this is a bad idea to keep looking? Since they're zeroing in and loyalty family, that's dangerous.
It's definitely dangerous. I kind of leave it to your judgment as Jesse because, like, Jesse is smart enough to know that having information about your enemy is a good idea. A lot of what y'all do is dangerous. This is not an exception. That is more of your call as to how Jesse would view this.
I also have an action that I would like to have Chase be taking somewhere in the background here. We can get to that whenever. I just don't want it to feel like I'm metagaming when it comes up later.
Okay.
I think Jesse might want to stop. And Jesse is going to not immediately stop, but she is going to send that through Chase. I want to stop.
Jesse is looking to stop. This is getting a bit dangerous. And we are kind of pointing them at families.
Ben, does the sensation of tracking drop when the bomb goes off?
It doesn't stop, but it weakens. They pull back.
They've pulled back some from that. What Tyr did.
Oh my god, did you just call him his god? Are you flattered?
Tiernan blushes.
Jesse, we'll do one more.
Okay.
Jesse, we'll do one more roll worth of looking before deciding whether or not she's comfortable continuing, but at this point she is getting scared.